We've got an email here from Tommy Sanders in Washington, and he says he loves the show. Thanks very much, Tommy. That's fantastic. And he has a question. Apparently, some of his friends think he's a little bit strange, and he thinks maybe this is true, but we will reserve judgment on that.
Are we supposed to answer on that?
Well, wait till you hear his question, and then we can decide. He says, basically, when his cell phone is on vibrate, it rings. He feels it in the opposite leg than the pocket it is in. Presumably, he's wearing it in his trousers or pants, as you would call them in the States. And so whenever he gets a call and feels a vibration, say, in his left leg, he's learnt to reach into his right pocket for his phone and vice versa. Why does this happen?
I don't find that at all surprising, because I have almost the same thing.
So you're strange too. It sounds really odd to me.
Not, have you only just realised that...
I wouldn't like to say, Chris, but...
No, I don't have this with my leg.
Oh,
but
right.
What I have got is on the outside edge of each elbow, if I pinch my outer skin of my elbow, I feel the pain at the same time as on my elbow. I feel a strip of flesh on my trunk about, if I laid my arm down by my side, where my elbow would be on the side of my trunk. I feel that hurting there too, on both sides. And this is interesting. It's a sort of miswiring in the nervous system, and I think it's got an embryological basis to it. Because when the body develops, you start off as this flat plate of cells, and that then rolls up into a tube, and it's split up into segments, a bit like a centipede. Well, we're very similar. We have segments to our body, and some of those segments are specialised, and two segments produce arms at the top, and two segments down below produce legs. And so they bud out from that segment of the body, and they pull the nerve supply to that segment with them. And so you end up with this sort of extension of your nervous system down into the two limbs, upper and lower. And that then goes up into the nervous system and informs your spinal cord as to what's going on in that bit of the body. But it's possible, I suppose, that some of the nerves, as well as being connected to the hand and the spinal cord area, encoding the hand, could also be rooted to the original bit of the body that bulge came out of. So I suspect there's a sort of crossover going on in his nervous system where something has not crossed properly, and the nerves from one side of the body are triggering nerves for the other side of the body. It's a sort of referred sensation phenomenon.
Could it have anything to do with reflexology and sort of the idea of massaging points in your feet and having effects on the rest of your body? I don't really want to get into a whole discussion about alternative medicines, but I just wondered if you think there's anything to do with that.
I don't know. I think this is different because this is obviously something which is a variant of normal, as you might say when talking about me. But I'm not sure that that's exactly the basis of reflexology. But the point about reflexology is that if you stimulate certain bits of the body, what you're going to be doing is having an impact on other parts of the body.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if there's any evidence, physiologically speaking, if you were to measure on the brain surface, stimulating my foot would do a certain bit of my back or something. I don't think there's any evidence people can find that. But the fact is it's relaxed. It's got a very strong placebo effect associated with it. It's got a positive feeling associated with it. People feel good if they do this. So if it makes people feel better, I think it's a very good thing.
Absolutely.